So far, more than 23,000 people in Massachusetts have been tested for the coronavirus. It's up from just 2,600 people last week. And, as WBUR's Deborah Becker reports, state officials promised that starting today, there will be even more testing.
Governor Charlie Baker says the state continues making progress with testing.
But more tests means more people know for sure whether they have COVID-19. And from there, those who test positive can work with their healthcare providers and others to take the steps that they and we need to take to limit the spread.
And the state reported 579 more cases yesterday over the day before. The governor says there are now 21 labs testing in Massachusetts, but many doctors and patients say they're not getting results fast enough. But State Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutters, who runs the Coronavirus Command Center, says it takes the state public health lab 24 to 48 hours to process results. And private lab testing, she says, will get faster.
I'm expecting that we're going to see much faster turnarounds, 24 to 48 hours. But we do know that particularly through some of the commercial labs, that the lag time was up to about 7 days.
The Broad Institute at Harvard and MIT went online this week and says it provides results in 24 hours. With more automation, it says it will be able to do that in half the time. The Broad will soon be processing 2,000 tests a day. The most testing in Massachusetts is being done by Quest Diagnostics, which began processing tests at its facility in Marlborough last week. Quest expects to be processing 30,000 tests a day nationwide by this weekend. Even so, Quest says demand is greater than capacity, so it's prioritizing testing for hospitalized patients and healthcare workers. Right now, on average, Quest says results take 4 to 5 days. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.